Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Man, I don't know why I'm obsessed with this woman in the volcano, but yeah. I am. This woman, she was in Indonesia, and she did all the right things. She got a professional guide. She was hiking, and she slid down into an active volcano, and her guide freaking left her. And then people that were at the crater heard her yells and for help on the next day. They flew a drone in. They saw her. She was fidgeting, they said, and she was in a good place. They were finding crews to help save her and to get her out of there. And then now she slid down further and they can't find her.
Oh. Was she 1,500 feet down there?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yep, sure was.
They're not going to get her out.
Oh, don't say that.
They're not.
We always have to have hope.
It's not good.
We have to have hope.
Yes, this one doesn't look good.
If you don't have hope, what you got, right?
No hope.
Right.
I don't think we have any hope here.
We have hope.
You know, they haven't heard from her. They haven't heard from her. They haven't spotted her. They haven't heard any peeps whatsoever for the past 2 days now.
Yeah, so just say a little prayer. Hopefully she's okay. And Schmidl, in all his kindness, is like, dude, did you see her video? She's an amazing pole dancer.
They should call in the National Guard to save that woman.
They're calling everybody. But I guess the weather has impeded their rescue efforts because it gets really foggy and then windy and all this stuff. So, by the way, did you know that pole dancing has there's competitions?
No.
Yeah, I'm on all the algorithm,
Yeah.
And those girls are good. They're amazing.
I've seen a couple of good ones.
Holy
videos, that is.
Yeah, right.
Not
right,
live.
They're real athletes.
Oh my God.
Are they?
It's insane.
The only thing I can do is I can do this forward one where you wrap your leg around like that, and then I can do the backward one where you wrap your leg around that.
Oh, that's good. That's my favorite.
That one is good.
Yeah, the backward.
I've tried to do the ones where you have your hands kind of like opposite ways, and then you like hold yourself up like a flag.
Yeah.
And that, I can't even do that.
Some people can do that and then stair walk it. Like they can actually walk.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild.
It is crazy. Because a long, long time ago, there was this lady named Sheila Kelly, and she was, she's an actress, and she had the S Factor, and it was like spreading like wildfire. It was like a whole thing back then. And Alina and I took her classes, her stripper classes. Boy, that's weird to tell people.
Stripper class?
Where are you going tonight? Oh, I got stripper class. Wait, what? Yeah, it's the S Factor. It's a workout. And they're like, sure, it's a workout. Although we had to wear like little shorts and high heels that we had to order from her. And mine had goldfish in them, but they weren't alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was cool. And the heel, they were they were translucent, and then it had water in the heels, and they had the fake little goldfish.
Like a mini fish tank.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
Schmidl, where have you been practicing this flagpole thing you're doing?
I was just trying to do it at the gym.
They have a pole at the gym?
They have like the squat racks, yeah.
And you just want
to squat rack.
Yeah.
Squat rack. Trying to get on there.
It is amazing when you see those even the guys and the girls do the fake walk, the stair climbing thing.
I can't believe they can actually do that. The core strength is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many pull-ups I could do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'd say you could do 5.
You think I could?
We could do a pull-up challenge.
Yeah, you could be cool.
I'll give you $100 if you can do one pull-up.
Wow.
Oh, I could do one.
Wow, there's no confidence
right now,
in that.
Right now,
there.
Without practicing or anything?
It's just a pull-up.
Dude, they're hard.
They are hard.
But she could do one.
But I'm lighter now.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I mean, the lighter you are, the more you can do.
Yeah,
back in the day.
I'll bet you could do 4 or 5.
I don't know about that.
That might be a stretch.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I got faith in her.
Without shaking? Oh, my God. Remember the pegboard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I don't know if you guys had it in gym class. Mm-hmm. It was a pegboard, and you had pegs.
Take them out.
And take them out, and you had to
one
go.
One by one.
What the hell was that thing?
I mean, it's honestly like American Ninja Warrior.
It is, now that you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, going backwards. American Ninja Warrior. By the way, how are our Colorado people doing? We have like a Caden in it. We have a couple of Colorado.
I don't know. I haven't been watching.
You haven't?
Did it start already?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Matt Eisman, by the way, born and raised in Evergreen, Colorado. He hosts American Ninja Warrior. Anyway. All right, let's see here. Did I mention to you earlier today that orcas loofah each other?
Yeah, you did.
BJ does not believe me. I'm telling you, people, this is a true story. They take seaweed and they loofah each other. Orcas.
They don't have arms and legs.
They have their mouth. They take it in their mouth and go. They do.
All right, when you show me a picture or a video of that, I'll start believing.
All right.
I've seen nothing.
It's in popular.
Go look it up.
It's Popular Science magazine.
Yeah. Well,
orcas,
it's very popular.
Loofah each other. It's a true story. Loofah, loofah, loofah. Benson Boone has a new cookie. Huh? He has a new cookie out from
Crumble Cookies.
Crumble Cookies.
Yep, and it's called Moonbeam Ice Cream.
Because he has a new album out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's based on his Mystical Magic song.
So, yeah, he has it. And I was wondering why he was handing out so many Crumble Cookies to the TMZ bus. He got on the TMZ bus.
They were all autographed.
Yeah, now we know why it was all.
Makes sense.
The Tesla self-driving cars were released yesterday. And a lot of different input about the Tesla self-driving car. You know, I'm not going to get in that car. I'm only going to get in Waymo's because they have radar and LiDAR. I feel like Tesla is doing it kind of cheap, but they only have cameras and they only have a few cameras. And that's why theirs is only like $20,000-$30,000 to build. And the Waymo one is like $200,000 to build or $150,000 to build because they have way more, you know, radar, LiDAR, mm-hmm. all that stuff. But they had safety passengers in all the Teslas. And the guys or girls that were the safety passengers had like a special button. And everybody said it was like to stop the car when it was making mistakes.
Hmm.
And then they...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
You want a backup?
But you shouldn't need one if they're self-driving.
No, I'm just saying, the first day out of the gate, I think that's a pretty good call.
Well, it tells me they're not ready if you have a safety passenger that pushes the off button. but one guy showed that the guy pushed the off button and he ejected out into the space. It was...
He just bailed out. See ya.
It was AI. It was pretty funny. You have to see it. So it rolled out. We'll see what happens. And then right now, I guess Teslas are having a big sale. Like they have like 1.9% interest or something like that. And you only have to pay like $300 a month if you lease it. They're doing this whole thing to roll out all these cars. Who knows? We'll see what happens. I only like the Waymo, but that's just me. It looks kind of scary. CarPlay has come out with its next edition of CarPlay, and it's called CarPlay Ultra. I don't know what it does. I haven't seen it, but be aware that CarPlay Ultra is now out. The other thing, Johnny Knoxville of Jackass fame will host a revival of Fox's popular competition program, Fear Factor. I hated that show.
Oh, I did too, but I got a feeling this is going to be big.
You do?
Yeah, I think it'll come back with the storm.
It's called
Fear. People love it.
Fear Factor, the next chapter. It's going to premiere on the 25-26 season of Fox. I just couldn't stand people eating like cockroaches and stuff.
Oh, me either. Cow's tongues.
Yes. Yeah.
I even did. So they had a Fear Factor game show at Universal Studios in Orlando. And I went and I actually participated. I got picked out of the crowd to do it against these three other people. And we had to make a smoothie. We had to drink a smoothie of maggots.
Oh.
And I actually did it.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And then I lost the final Fear Factor challenge by like 2 seconds.
Oh, and you did all that for nothing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maggots.
It was disgusting.
That's so gross.
That is so gross. What if they're still living in your stomach and in your soul?
Don't say that.
Yeah, like a big tapeworm. They're in your intestines right now. They're just maggoting.
Oh, I puked so hard after that.
I don't know what that means.
I think there's something about this show that you want to watch it because they're doing something you would never, ever do. You know, like the pits with all the snakes or rats in it and things like that. I would never do something like that, but for some reason, being in a safe zone and watching it, it's kind of entertaining in a way.
I can't watch it. It makes me
It's always fascinated me. When I was a kid, that was my favorite show.
I think this Johnny Knoxville thing will do good.
Yeah, it's going to be
Well, everybody loves him, that's for sure. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Today is June 24th. Only 6 more days left of the month.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I meant to play this yesterday. The guy that went into that grocery store and tried to kidnap a kid.
I hadn't heard about this.
You hadn't heard about this?
No.
The kid was there with her grandmother. And somehow this guy was lured the kid away. But anyway, this thing happened over the weekend.
How old was the kid?
I think nine, something like that. Yeah. About Frog's age. But my wife wakes me up. I'm asleep on Saturday, right? She goes, wake up, wake up, wake up. No, Jamie, it's not like this happened at the store like down the street from our house. This was up in Thornton, okay?
No, I think it was, I want to say it was Ken Carroll.
Mm.
Yeah, because when I read the story, I was like, oh, that's like right near BJ.
Morrison, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Somewhere in there? Yeah. So she wakes me up and she goes, hey, wake up, wake up, wake up. And for some reason, when she sees a story like this, she just assumes this could be me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't pay enough attention. Maybe, you know, you got to, you know, be more prevalent about or more aware of your surroundings. And she read me this story. But all right, I'm going to play you the story first of all, and then we'll take it from there.
Some scary moments inside a Safeway store near Kipling and Bellevue. A man in his 30s reportedly tried to kidnap an 8-year-old girl with her grandmother. That man named Bradley Wilson is now in custody. Police say he walked up to the girl and her grandmother while they were shopping, tried to hurry the girl off to his car 2 times. The first time, the girl broke free and ran away. The second time, store personnel got involved. The girl is physically okay, and now Wilson is due in court on Monday.
Okay. Now I don't know the story.
So this is crazy. So he actually said to the grandmother, may I borrow your child?
Yeah.
Wow.
A couple of times.
That is, I mean, but he actually spoke to the grandmother and said that.
I was in the store last Thursday. Yeah. It's the one there at Bellevue and Kipling. Oh, it's considered Lakewood. It's considered Lakewood. But yeah, this schmuck, he approaches her and probably sees a grandmother and thinks, you know, that he can sweet talk her or something. I mean, fortunately, it didn't happen. But man,
how weird
is
that? Like, I'm reading it now. He literally put his hands on the girl's shoulders and looked at the grandma and said, may I borrow your daughter and your child as he was walking around.
And started guiding
her out.
You had
to be like staring there like going, wait, what?
Like, is this real life?
Yeah, right? Like, what? Well, that's insane.
Well, to obvious, a person that wants to do this is insane to begin with.
Yeah, obviously.
So any movement they made or
that's
a technique
weird.
That they use, I mean, who's surprised by how stupid it is? But the woman, the grandma from the article I saw, that she was like frozen for a minute.
That's
like,
what
the hell just happened?
Yeah, like, is
what's
real?
Going on here? I mean, you would be, I guess, right?
Yeah, that is
Isn't
weird.
It wild, though?
Yeah, because you're like, is this a joke? Like, what?
Yeah, you'd be frozen for a minute, like, okay, somebody is punking me
right
now.
That is,
I mean, is this something, somebody trying to play a trick on me? But yeah, he tried it twice.
Uh-huh.
Not
I'm
once,
glad they got him.
Twice.
Creep. Yeah. Wow, I hadn't heard of this story.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah, this happened over the weekend.
Well, doesn't it seem, I don't know, did it used to happen a lot, we just didn't have social media, and now we just know more about it? Or is it just really crazy prevalent now?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's more prevalent today than it was in the past, but I think we also are more aware of it because of social media. So I think it's a little bit of both.
I mean, because we always walked to school. We always, you know, nobody even knew where we were.
You could play in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
As long as you're home by dark.
Yeah, that was
the golden rule. Yep. We could take our bicycle, literally leave the house and not come back. We could be at a creek. We could be fishing. We could be doing this. And nobody knew where you were at.
Although I will say, because I live in a cul-de-sac, what we would do is when our kids were growing up, because, you know, they're teenagers now, but we would just leave our front doors open and they could play in the cul-de-sac without us out there.
Yeah.
And then it was so sad because Allison's daughter had her little friends over. They were all five. All the five-year-olds out in the cul-de-sac. All we had, it was just our door open. They're fine. And then one of the kids' parents came to pick up another little five-year-old and flipped out on Alice and said, my child will never stay at your house again. How dare you only have the door open and you're not sitting outside with these kids.
Oh. They expected more, huh?
Yeah, they thought like you
more
should
secure.
Be watching them. Yeah. Whoops. Yeah, so she lost that little friend, Emmy. Poor Emmy.
But you never know. No, you know, with somebody like that, you don't know if something had happened in their life before, where they had a close call, or you just don't know. You don't know sometimes.
I mean, but now, even kind of looking back, I don't know exactly if I just leave my door open.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm listening to your story thinking, well, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah, now I'm like,
why were you out there with him?
I'm kind of thinking like,
I wouldn't leave Frog with you either.
I was busy. Well, it wasn't me. It was Allison, my neighbor. We both left our doors open.
you just got to be on your toes, man. Yes. I mean, this lady, she had to be shocked. Somebody walks up, can I borrow your kid? Wow. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Going to be cloudy today with a chance of rain. Could be heavy rain. Could be some hail. Could be tornado action. Could be a lot of things, but could not also. We don't know what's going to happen. Could happen. They're saying around 2 o'clock this afternoon. First wave, so we don't know what's going to happen.
I'm sorry. I'm just watching a guy hang off a rope with a bucket, and he is stuck. He has not moved.
Right. I feel like he's terrified.
I know. He's not even close to a window. He's just so it's a windows washers, you know, those guys, which, by the way, are brave. But he's just on one rope, and he can't get down to a window. He's just stuck.
And the other guy's just working away.
I know. I'm like, you haven't even washed your window yet, dude. Oh, man, I would hate to have that job.
Yeah. I'm sure they get paid well.
And by the way, why are you washing the windows if it's going to rain?
Oh, that's a great
point.
Well,
maybe they just don't believe in the forecast.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe they realize what we realize.
Maybe they know Dave Frazier.
All right, P. Diddy, the Diddy trial. The defense has rested, and they say they're going to call no witnesses, and Diddy himself is not going to take the stand.
We found out that they are not going to call any witnesses, not a single witness. Diddy is not testifying, but let me just tell you, he never was going to testify in this case. He would have been eviscerated on cross. We have good sourcing on the defense side, and the reason is they don't think the prosecution has proved its case in any respect. They think there is reasonable doubt, at the very least, in terms of racketeering, because this is not organized crime the way they see it. It's disorganized crime. We've talked about this, that Diddy has been a criminal. He's violated a lot of laws. It's just not an organized crime venture under his company umbrella.
I think they're onto something there. I think the guy's done wrong. There's no doubt about that, okay? But I'm not sure they charged him with the things he was wrong about. I think that they charged him with things they couldn't prove. And I don't know if they're going to get a conviction in this thing. I don't know.
Well, I think for the Mann Act, they will.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Might be.
We don't know.
One,
just don't know where they stand. Obviously, the defense is so confident that nothing's been proven that they're like, okay, well, we're done with this. I mean, they didn't prove anything, so let's take it to the jury. We're all good. So they're going to roll the dice that way, it looks like. And it looks like it's going to happen this week.
Yeah, it should be all wrapped up by
what
this week. I think that he'll get on the Mann Act, and I think he'll get like 10 years.
Agreed.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the Mann Act, but it sounds good enough for me, because I got a feeling he was doing a lot of Mann acting.
It's where you bring a hooker across the state line.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Why not just go to their state?
Wouldn't you rather go there?
Yeah, because usually...
Diddy, you did it wrong.
Usually they're in Vegas, right? Yeah. I mean, don't you just go there?
Yeah, I think this thing's going to end up, and like I said earlier in the show, I think the jury's going to get this thing, and they're going to be on a crunch, because they're going to be like, okay, look, guys, we got to come up with something before the July 4th weekend. I am not going to be sequestered somewhere in a hotel during July 4th. Okay.
But the only thing is, there were a lot of guns. They did have a lot of people. So that's the
Narco.
Yeah, narco. And then they burned that one guy's car. So
who knows? Yeah. I think we'd have a better handle on this if we'd been able to see it in the courtroom all this time.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you.
But because all we get is bits and pieces, so we really don't know, you know, how the jury reacted to all this. I mean, I just don't know. But we'll find out probably later on this week. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Tuesday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
TJ and Jamie.
All right, we gotta go. Gotta go. Tuesday in the bag, man.
Tuesday is in the bag.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be back here. You guys have a great day today. If it does storm today, just, you know, try to take care of yourself. Seek shelter.
Seek shelter's good.
Seek
one.
Seek shelter, good one. Man. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wherever you can find it, right?
What would you call it? All what right. kind of storms were they today?
Oh, today is...
No, what you told us. They weren't severe. They were what?
Really?
Really yucky? No, really?
Nasty.
Really nasty. Really nasty storms really, today. Really nasty. That was the official forecast from BJ Harris. It's really, really nasty storms.
I hope we get them.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like thunderstorms.
I don't like the hail. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Not a fan of the hail. Yeah. Why? You have a $1,000 deductible. All those cars will be
and
shot
down.
Yeah,
they're all parked outside.
They're under a tree, though. Yeah. It protects them. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I don't mind the hail. Bring it on, man. Bring it on. Bring on the nasty. I love nasty.
Really nasty.
DJ loves nasty. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.